Wireless charging versus wire charging, which charging is better for you? Need to know wireless charging versus wire charging, which is better? It seems like we've been wired to think that wire charging is superior to wireless charging, but what is the real difference? We'll explore the technologies and physical differences and determine if there's any reason why you should choose one over the other. Is there really any need to have a wire plugged into your phone charger when the wireless option is just as good? Read this article to find out why wireless charging beats wired charging in all aspects. What is wired charging? Although it is less flashy, traditional wired charging offers many positives. 1. Not all phones can use wireless chargers. While this is fine for your phone, it might not be possible to charge another phone. Wireless charging pad can become too addictive, and you will find that all future purchases of your phone will need wireless functionality. Traveling with wires is also possible. It cannot be easy to pack a wireless charger when you travel. You can wrap the wires in a bag and take them with you. You can purchase plug socket extensions to extend the reach of your USB charger cables so that you always have a place to charge up. What is wireless charging? Wireless charger is more complex than its wired counterpart. Wirelessly charging docks are more convenient, portable, and compatible with more phones than wires, so why bother? Wireless charger is, in short, a wonderful convenience, but it sacrifices functionality to make attaching a cable to your phone easier. You can also set up a wireless dock if you are someone who forgets to charge their phone. Wireless docks don't cause any damage to charging ports. You will need to repair the USB cable that you have attached to your phone if it breaks. The dock puts less strain on your phone than inserting or removing a cable. Wireless docks look even better. A wireless charger can help you get rid of all those wires that hang from your plug sockets. These chargers look modern and sleek and can be placed on any table or nightstand. Wireless charging vs. wired charging, the comparison. How do they work? It is very simple to use wire charger. The battery is charged with electrical energy from the outlet. This charge is slowly depleted by use. Although wireless charging works in the same way, the process of filling up the battery is different. Instead of electricity being transferred from the battery via a port and a spouse, it is transferred using electromagnetic induction. Read full articles about how wireless charging work. How does wireless charging work? Everything you need to know 2021. Charging speed. We will examine the charging speed as one of the most critical decisions you make when buying a charger. Wired charging is currently more energy efficient than wireless. An Android user compared a fast wired charging with a fast wireless charging. The results? If speed is essential to you, we recommend this wired charger cable for Android devices. You can use Apple's fast charging iPhones to charge iPhones up to 50% in just 30 minutes. However, iPhone users will need to spend more money to get the full benefits. You will need a USB to Lightning cable and a power brick that supports USB-C power delivery, USB-CPD. Advantage, wired charging, convenience. Fast charging wirelessly has a huge advantage in that you can drop your device on the Qi pad to get a charge. There is no need to search in the dark for a cable or use a flashlight to locate one. Qi pads also reduce clutter in charging cables. There's no need to be worried about missing a Lightning, USB-C ports, or other USB-C, micro USB cable. All Qi devices can be charged on all Qi charging plates. This technology is rapidly advancing to cars, homes, and hotels as well as offices. While we will still need to hunt for power for many years, it will become more straightforward. Instead of searching for the correct wire and wall outlet in some corner, we'll just be looking for a friendly surface with the familiar Qi logo to turn our phones on. Advantage, wireless charging. If you find out more about the wireless charger for cars, please read the best wireless car charger article for details. Compatibility. The end of the competition in wireless charging standards has brought an end to the war, and Qi is now the universal charging standard. This standard mirrors the Wi-Fi standard for wireless internet. This is a huge step forward for both the industry and consumers. It's easy to take your iPhone X and put it on a 2012 wireless Samsung charger. It's that simple. When they reach for a micro USB cord, iPhone users will no longer have to look at their Android friends. You only need a Qi wireless charging cable to get started. Advantage, wireless charging, design. This is where wireless charging stands out to me. You'd have read our previous blog post to know that we are non-stop or design lovers. Wireless chargers are superior to wired chargers in design. Wireless chargers are easy to integrate into desks, lamps, and chairs. They can also be made from different materials, such as wood, marble, leather, or cork. It's a great choice for your hotel or home, as you can pick a design that suits your decor and guest rooms. A well-designed room that considers everything is what millennials love the most. We also like to order a lot of meal delivery boxes. Advantage, wireless charging, mobility. Another reason wired charging is so easy to bring your charger along with you is its portability. Although wireless charging pads can be carried in a purse or bag, they are not as compact as a power adapter. As mentioned, wired charging allows you to charge your phone while it's charging. Advantage, wired charging, longevity. When I talk about longevity, I mean the durability of your charger, your phone's charging port, and your phone battery. Wireless charging is favored by the first two. I don't know how many lighting cables I have had to replace. It seems that I'm not alone in thinking that the iPhone charger out of the box is the worst thing ever to exist. This is a subject up for debate regarding the battery life of your phone. Apple claims that every phone battery works at its best for 500 charges cycles. After 500 cycles, performance drops to around 80%. If you use your wireless charging pad as I have described, and charge your phone every time you get a charge, you might conclude that wireless charging can harm your phone battery. You use 500 more charge cycles per day because you don't allow your battery to get very low. Industry research shows that your phone's battery will last longer if it isn't left below 50%. In other words, you can save your battery's life by turning your phone off. Although we can't decide if wireless charging is better or worse, it's evident that it will preserve the life of both your charger and charging port. Advantage, wireless charging. Wireless charging is going to replace wired charging. Wireless charging is simply a way to charge your phone without plugging it in. Wireless charging has what advantages? There is no need to mess with cables when charging wirelessly. Imagine the situation, you don't need to unplug and plug a cable each time you charge your phone. The charging pad is all you need to charge your phone. It looks clean and elegant, so you don't have to worry about losing your charger or cable. However, not all wires are gone. To connect your charging base with the power supply, you will still require a wire. It decreases wear and tear on your device. Wireless charging does not require cables, as I have already mentioned. A USB port is no longer necessary, so there's no strain on the cable, charging plug, and the phone's charging port. Additionally, phones can be made entirely waterproof or dustproof. This allows multiple smartphones to be charged simultaneously, rather than carrying all sorts of cables. If you have multiple phones, e.g. an iPhone or an Android smartphone, you will need to bring different cables and chargers with you when traveling. If all these smartphones can be charged wirelessly, then a wireless charging pad is the best solution. Wireless charging is possible with chargers and cell phones from different manufacturers that conform to the Qi wireless charging standard. This means that one wireless charger can charge all Qi-enabled phones. It is safer to transfer power to your smartphone and does not put your safety or data at risk. Wireless charging transmits power to a device without touching any electrical connectors, unlike plugging it in. It reduces the risk of electric shocks and connection failure. Incorrectly charging cell phones or cables while charging has been associated with many injuries and even death. It sounds scary, it happens. Wireless charging is safer as it stops charging as soon as the device is picked up. A lesser known risk is associated with plugging into public USB chargers. Wireless charging is better than USB charging because these hubs can collect data that you don't know about. Wireless charging is so neat. One or two wires can make your table look messy. Not to mention the dangers of tripping on cables. Why is wireless charging not widespread yet? wireless charging can be slower and less efficient than wired one. AnandTech discovered that the Samsung Galaxy S6 could be charged from 0% to 100% in just 1.48 hours if it is plugged in and connected over a wired network. Wireless charging can take up to 3.01 hours and is twice as slow as wired charger. It was also discovered that wireless charging takes longer to charge your phone, so it will require more power to charge it fully. Wireless charging can cause your phone to overheat, which can lead to battery damage. Many people who have switched to wireless charging are unsure if the heat from wireless chargers can cause damage to their batteries. Wireless charging can cause a lot of heat to the phone's battery and even lead to overheating, compared to traditional cable charging. The heat from the wireless charging will make some of the power wasted into heat. This heat can cause more wear and tear on the smartphone batteries and accelerate the process of aging. Wireless chargers are slightly more expensive than regular cables. You can check the prices for wireless chargers and cables on Amazon. Most cables cost less than $10, while wireless chargers usually cost $20 or less. This is a significant difference. Conclusion. Nowadays, there is no clear answer in wired versus wireless charging. However, the trend is to go wireless. This is a very convenient option if you want to charge your device without worrying about wires or USB ports. These stations are not only easy to install, but they are also aesthetically pleasing, which is a bonus. For more information on wireless charging options, and to find the best wireless charging for your phone, contact us today.